America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
As he said, as he kind of spoke to the question of, you know, after watching the film of that Jets game, talking about the things that he was frustrated at, and the problems and how to approach handling those problems. Here's D'Amico Ryan.
Those things just didn't sit well with me, and they're all fixable, right? And that's the encouraging part about going forward. Like, man, they're all fixable. Still a little frustration, sure. But at the end of the day, like I tell the guys, like this in this league, like there are a lot of ups and downs. We talk about building a foundation. We talk about the grind of a season, right? There are always ups and downs of a season, but how strong is your foundation that allows you to withstand, right? A little wind, little waves that come at you. It's just about being steady. Right. And that's why I want our team focused on just us being steady, focusing on ourselves, and let's keep pressing forward. We lost the game. Right? One, we felt like, we should have won it. It didn't happen. They made more plays than we did. At the end of the day, what do we do about it? We don't suck. We don't just hold our heads down because of it. Man, that was some good players. Wilson made two. Ooh. Unbelievable catches. Right. It was some things is just, it happened. It was bad. It happened. Now we press for it.
I can see Vandy reliving all the plays the whole time. Wilson, that catch. I can see reliving those plays. Listen, we heard it there. There are some buzzwords that I know have been triggered for Clint. It's all fixable.
They're all fixable.
They said a few things, not hold our heads down and sulk. And I understand where it's coming from, but it feels like in the last couple of weeks, especially with people that I think may share some of the feelings, it feels like the more he is speaking about these issues, it feels like some of the confidence is dropping a little bit for some people. And if, you know, he can fix these issues. Just the more he talks, because if you look at what has happened, it makes you feel like, what he's saying to us is the conversations we're seeing within the players, because there's not much movement or change in what it is that they're doing. So it does. That's why I pose the question, are you confident that D'Amico can be the one that can fix these issues that are happening with the Texans, as we are in week 4 or 5 of the, you know, of some of these same issues being the same problems, and if not getting worse by the week?
Well, the answer to the question is no, I'm not confident that D'Amico can get them fixed. I don't know what anybody has seen to date, other than just you like D'Amico and you have blind trust that you think it's going to get done. I don't think we've seen anything to think that all of a sudden it's going to get done. Because here's the problem, right? The problem is the inability to fix the problems that have all occurred multiple times by week 10. I don't doubt for one moment that D'Amico Ryans has done 10 different, tried to approach this thing 10 different ways to keep his damn quarterback from getting a hell beat out of him every Sunday. I don't think that D'Amico Ryans is not trying, and for me that's the concerning part. Is I've watched CJ Stroud get the hell beat out of him.
Every week, though.
Damn near. I appreciate that, Andre. I appreciate that. And the inability, for me personally, I don't speak for me, I don't speak for anybody else out there, but the inability to get this fixed and the fact that we're still having these same tired-ass conversations about what this offense can do to get it right is to me, is what concerns me about DeMeco's ability to get it right. Because now you're at a point where it's not just, hey, let's fix this offense, fix the pass protection. Now the question is, how's DeMeco going to handle Bobby Slowick? How's DeMeco going to handle C.J. Stroud? How is the defensive coordinator, the guru, the best, one of the best defensive minds in the game that we know gives you all the advantage on the defensive side of the football? How is that guy going to be the head coach and put his foot on the offensive coordinator and the quarterback and make sure they understand they got to play better? They got to change some things, right? When everything's great on the offensive side of the football and you're playing, your quarterback's playing at a rookie of the year level, your offensive coordinator is coaching at a level to where hell he's one of the hottest head coach candidates in the offseason. It's easy to be a defensive minded head coach when that's the case. Yeah. But when that offensive coordinator struggles more games than not in a season, and your young quarterback's getting the hell beat out of him, and he's part of the problem, like, how does DeMeco Ryans, the head coach, handle that? Right now, all we can look at is this same problem continues to pop up on film week after week after week. Your quarterback continues to get the hell beat out of him week after week after week. And we're running out of excuses. Like, it was Kenyon Green. Okay. Now it's Nico's not there. Nico comes back. Think he's going to clean this up. I mean, it's just all of these things will help, but it's not going to all of a sudden make you a team that can go out there and win four straight.
Are you confident that DeMeco can fix this?
No.
As Clint said, no, confidence ain't dropping at all from the text line. Fixable, and we got to clean a few things up or things I'll be glad to stop hearing from the text
you
line.
You too. I'd be glad. I'd love to stop talking about it.
I have confidence in DeMeco, but I also feel like he needs to get a little bit more stern with these men and stop with the constant positivity.
They're all fixable.
Get some real accountability. I'm all for positivity, but just like life, football isn't all positive, and sometimes you need some tough love to push you to push you forward. I'm not saying, I don't know behind closed doors if he's not doing that. I don't know. Listen, my confidence is not necessarily that he can't turn it around, but with this personnel, I don't know if it can be turned around. Like, I don't know if it can be fixed. If that would be the, like, I think it's hard with some of these issues. I think it's going to be hard to be fixed.
Whew.
I think Jalen Petrie and Eric Murray in coverage with receivers is going to be hard to fix.
Oof.
If that's what they're going to,
especially if it's Davante Adams.
Yes,
they're all fixable.
Or St. Brown coming up on Sunday.
Oh, that guy too.
Oof. Yeah, like what about
88 after that?
Yeah,
Lamb.
CD, well, who knows about his shoulder? Cooper Rush, we'll see. Like, if Cooper Rush and them give him the business, then
what's your point?
I just don't believe that. I think they'll hold the Cowboys to 10 or less. But no, I just with the personnel, we've been talking about this, Clint, and I thought they might make some moves today. But with the personnel, I just don't know if it's fixable right now.
I don't know if it's Super Bowl caliber fixable, but it's definitely majorly improvable.
It can be improved. It can be improvable. Tyler, can I get a spelling on that?
Majorly improvable.
Improvable. No, Tyler, I want you to come off the dome.
I know improvable.
I want you to come off the dome right now. Give me improvable.
Something that
I won.
Let's go. Let's
I won
go.
My third grade spelling bee contest, Stephen F. Austin Elementary in Baytown.
Improvable. I'm not sure. Is it a word? Improvable.
Tyler, you got held back twice in
elementary. I am. Can I have a language of origin? Country of origin. Can I have the pronunciation? I am
Oxford.
P-R-O-V-A-B-L-E. Improvable.
Yeah, there you go.
Nailed it!
Not sure if it's a word, but yeah.
Tyler is a very improvable producer.
Yeah. Damn!
See, I mean, that you told me to use
it. The hell, bruh?
You forgot to use it.
He forgot to.
Whoa!
Yeah, improvable. Improvable.
Just the greatest producer.
I don't know if I've ever used that. I've ever heard that one used.
It flowed. It flowed easy, is what it did.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.